Welcome to another episode of Sex and Fries. Grab your wine, your detox tea, whatever you're in the mood for. We're going to sit and talk about things that are difficult to talk about. We're going to laugh. We're going to cry. We'll get annoyed. Every emotion. Most of the time, we'll just sit and listen to me talk about things, sometimes by myself, sometimes with other women, but things that we usually don't talk about. So I believe in learning from each other, but it's really difficult to do unless we're having conversations. So we're going to open up the conversation and hopefully have some fun, relax while we're doing it, and I hope you enjoy it all. Hey ladies, grab your wine for this one. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to talk about the episode that I'm working on. So it's not actually this episode, it's the next episode that I've been working on. And that's the boudoir, and yes, you have to say it like that, boudoir photography connection to self-confidence. I've noticed a lot of on social media and businesses kind of like popping up, and women who, well, I've never seen like a male one yet, but women who are photographers and they specialize in boudoir. And so I got very curious. I had questions. Because it seemed to be like surrounding me. It was like out there. And of course, I have questions. So I emailed a bunch of ladies in the business. And, you know, because when you're trying to get responses from people, you got to put out a dozen or so kind of emails to figure out who's going to respond to you and see if they actually believe what you're saying. I find like communication these days is you have to be word it very carefully, or they just think that, you know, you're in to sell them something, or you're a crazy person. You know, so sometimes you don't get the responses back. I know that I'm very careful with the communications that I get, any emails or like anything, and all the spam and things that try to get you to buy stuff or click a link or anything like that. So I had to put this email together. So I had to actually like sound kind of like smart and professional and stuff, which with my ADD and all that kind of stuff, I'm having a really hard time kind of focusing on, you know, crafting a professional business like email these days. It's more, I need everything like to boom, 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 boom. So I kind of got into this really bad habit of, you know, like skipping words and, you know, like, do you want to be on my podcast? You know, that kind of stuff. I think I got it right because I got like some amazing responses, you know, some connections with women in the States and in Canada, you know, East Coast, West Coast, all over, and a few in my local area, which was kind of neat. And so it was pretty cool. And then of course I have this big project that, you know, and all these questions and amazing things I want to do. And then life happens and, you know, I don't feel good for a couple of days, throws me off. You know, things just get in the way. And then I feel, oh my goodness, like, you know, I put all these emails out and now I didn't like jump on it. And now they're going to think I really am a crazy person. Anyway. So as I'm putting this project together and I'm emailing people and contacting them, I have one lady that responds to me. And I mean, the podcast is about, like, you know, this sexy photography and building self-confidence, because a lot of them, that's what they're trying to do. And that's what their business model is based on, is making women feel sexy and self-confident and all that kind of stuff. So I get a response from one lady and she goes, well, I don't really like to talk about boudoir. I get very embarrassed. And I am an introvert and I don't feel comfortable. But thank you for contacting me. And it kind of went on that her business, like, tagline was like, you know, build your, you know, self-confidence and stuff. And she sounded like the least confident person and didn't like to talk about it. She'd blush. Like, it was a topic that she doesn't talk about, which was confusing. I mean, I get it. I mean, I totally got it. It was like her email and back to me was kind of just drive me. But I thought, well, here's an opportunity to kind of like go out of your comfort zone and actually, you know, put some words to your business, you know, and how can you do self-confidence if you're, anyway. It was one of those thoughts that kind of went, oh, I don't get it. So anyway, so I was working on the next episode, which I think is going to be like awesome if I can get my head together and wrapped around it. But I find that you have all, like, you know, you really want to put things together and get your business going and have all your dreams, you know, the perfect, you know, like, interview people and do all that kind of stuff. And then I looked at kind of my thing where I like to help people express themselves, you know, look at their self-confidence, look at their problems and kind of deal with them with support, motivation, all that kind of stuff. And also, I'm the perfect example of the contradiction. So my website, I finally put on my website about me. And so this is what it says. It says, I'm a certified personal trainer, nutrition consultant, natural health consultant, interior designer, obsessed with organizing and reorganizing, self-fed education administrator, host of a sexy aging plan podcast, self-development coach, mommy, wife, website designer, blogger, writer, and the chick with beer on tap. Today it's wine, but whatever. So yes, it is a mess of things, but aren't we all? I want to help people put it all together to feel better, building a personal journey to happy, healthy, and sexy. I believe in bringing it all to the table. Which I think describes everything, especially when I get so motivated. Like, I have big ideas, and then I'll jump in, and then it's like, holy crap, this is going to take so much time and energy, and I mean, I'm going to do it. It's just, I'm also, when you continue on with my story, I also have chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and blah, 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 and, you know, a history of everything. So when I have down days, they're down. Like, I don't function. I mean, I eat and go to the bathroom and stuff, but I don't function. So I never know. I have a hard time scheduling things ahead of time because I don't know what I'm going to feel like. And it's really a crapshoot, literally, sometimes, that I seriously have no idea if I will be able to hold a conversation. So I have really good days, and I guess it's what you call your ups and your downs. So when I have good days, I put 150% into that day. It also sucks everything out of me, where the next day I've got like a minus 150%. So trying to schedule and put things together has been a challenge. And I wish I could go ahead and, you know, read all the productivity and how to do this and how to, which I've tried, you know, like put everything together, you know, organize your time better. It just doesn't work for me. And I'm not sure if it's just me. It could be just me, crazy head, you know. But I do believe that if these women have patience with me and kind of understand what I'm about, the next episode about, or maybe two or three, because I found out that it's a lot larger than I thought. But if you kind of like grab the self-confidence and a woman trying to be sexy and actually paying to be sexy, that's another thing that kind of questions, you know, I have questions for sometimes. And I think we might like unleash a conversation like no other, but you know, it could be if I can get, you know, out of bed that day. So I'm hoping that everybody can kind of get excited, figure out what they need to think about their self-confidence and why we're not self-confident all the time. You know, just like my ups and downs, my highs, my lows, women are complicated. And I think committing to a photo shoot like this would be terrifying, and but also exciting, and build a confidence that is not like no other. So I hope you enjoy the next few episodes or so, and I hope you feel sexy in your flannel pajamas, regardless of anything, and we will catch you next time. Freaking goat. Now I have to like put it on there because, you know, there's an OCD thing going on where I started putting the goat into the episodes because it makes me giggle. You know, it's no matter how serious the episode might be, you always need a goat, apparently. So I try to fit it in there as much as, you know, whenever I can. So this is where my husband would say, "You are so weird." But whatever. It's not like I listen to him anyways. But as we're getting ready to do a major episode on boudoir, and the self-confidence connection to it all, please go over to the website, sexandfries.com, and check it out because we'll be putting the blog posts together for that. And also make sure that you are subscribing to the podcast because we just love your support. And stay sexy and safe together.